Access All Areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lane on FUBAR Radio. What kind of fool do you take me for? Do you take me for? Do you take me
that voice. I don't recognise her.
What do you mean you don't recognise? The nation knows my voice.
How are you, Stephen?
I'm good. How are you, Lizzie Cundy? It's been a while.
I'm very good. A little bit tired. Had the NTAs.
Yes.
24 hours later, my feet still kill.
How were they?
It was good. It was busy.
Yeah.
I've never seen a red carpet. I've been on a few red carpets.
No.
Have you?
Wow.
Oh, not that you know that. And it was bumper packed.
Right.
Queues of celebs
waiting
queuing
to get papped.
Oh, you got the Laura Whitwalls, everyone, all queuing forever.
Were you having chats with people? What was it like?
Yeah, Danny Dye was funny. Now I'm going to light up a cigarette. I'm not waiting here. Blimey. Pretend we're in Bahamas. It was so cold and windy. Yeah. I don't know about the NTAs. It's always either
because it's in the end
rain,
of January.
Wind.
And it's at the O2, so it's like on the peninsula. Like the river, the wind from the river just comes straight in.
It was icy cold. I didn't have a coat.
I'll
tell you my journey.
Go on.
Okay, I'm in the car going, making loads of time. I thought, I'm doing so well here. Coming through Surrey, puncher. I think, no. This lovely man stops behind me, pulls me in, then takes me to a train station. I don't know him. I'm thinking, my goodness, don't advise this everyone who's listening, get in a stranger's car.
No.
Got me to the station. I realised I've no coat. I've left it in the car, in the boot. I'm freezing. I'm on the tube. I'm so cold. I took an Instagram picture, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
And it was... I can't even tell you how cold. I nearly swore. I know we can swear.
You can
but
swear.
It was so cold. And then got there and saw Denise Welsh, all the friends, all the Loose Women lot.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
They're all in red.
All in red. But all freezing. And the queue was immense. Emma Willis. We're all queuing. Tom Jones... Ollie Burrs, we're all queuing. We're like, how long is this queue?
Well, the only people that didn't queue, Richard and Judy, apparently they didn't do the red carpet. They just did a little shot by the side of the stage.
Well, they don't really need to
TV
queue,
royalty.
Do they? They are TV gold. And how lovely they presented the wall for this one. I mean, it is fabulous. I'm so happy this morning won.
Yeah, of course. There was a fair bit of drama about that, but we won't go into it.
Darling, it's all right. Everyone is great. Good. Honestly, it's one of the happiest shows I've worked on.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, I love it.
And then there was
what
also
else?
There was also a big fight, wasn't there?
Oh my goodness! Now you see, I'm upset about this because I saw Chris Hughes. You're obviously talking about
Chris Hughes and Jessie Nelson, who'd won an award that night.
She'd won an amazing award. Everything going great. I saw them after. They were walking around all the boxes. Had a lovely chat. So happy. He was so sweet. Didn't seem, you know, drunk or tiddled anything, you know, and I'm very fond of him. So I was so upset to see that. But
so,
I
yeah,
don't
for anyone that
it's...
doesn't know, he had a big fight with a paparazzi, didn't he, outside the Intercontinental Hotel by the
O2. And I don't know which pap it is. I'm going to find out. But he did call him a really nasty name. Mm-hmm. It begins with the same capital letter as my surname. but it was, I think that's so out of order.
Yeah.
And then you say that word to get a reaction. And then you know he's going to kick off. And
yes.
I'm sorry, but that's not fair.
No.
I feel, okay, he should never grapple with anyone, fight. But, you know, why is he calling him that name?
And it went on for a long time. It was like a long fight that went on and on and on. And then other people getting involved. And you're like, poor Jessie from Little Mix. It was her big night. She won an award for a really amazing documentary on the BBC. And it was overshadowed by
Chris. But how can
Chris.
You... let me just tell you, is that right? For a paparazzi to call you that name and then hope that there'll be a reaction and then get loads of press, sell your story.
Have you ever had it?
I've had it, and I know who he is. And he says it each time. And you know what? I bite my lip because I actually laugh because that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And this whole showbiz world is a pantomime, really. Don't take it too seriously. But he says it every time I see him on the red carpet.
He wants a reaction.
He wants a reaction. You know what? I wink, I smile, and I blow him a kiss. Because that really annoys him. Because if you smile and blow someone a kiss when they're doing that, it is not what they want.
Or anything when someone's trying to irritate you.
Now,
that's
I've
a very
had
good
worse
point.
Said.
Really?
Okay, and I won't say it on air. But I know who he is, and if you're listening... I will keep blowing you kisses. You will not have a reaction from me. Because it can be career, you know, destroying.
Of course it can. I did see you once throw a shoe at a paparazzi, but I think that was a joke.
What was that? Oh, yes. Well, no. Well, there was a good reason for that.
Oh, okay.
There was a good reason, because they were trying to do an under what's
okay.
it shot.
Right.
Okay,
basically,
which is now, I think...
Illegal. Yes, it is.
And at the time, I was on a date. Didn't really want to be pictured on the date. And definitely didn't want the date to see my undercarriage. Okay? And then this guy, I'm getting out of a car outside Nobu, and he's up my skirt taking pictures. So I threw my heel. And then he took the heel.
Oh, yes, I remember you saying.
It got sent back to me. But I had to go into Nobu. I was like, got one shoe on one. Luckily, my car is like a wardrobe.
That's true.
But I had
plenty in the back of that car.
But I had one shoe, and he ran off with it. And now, tried to put it on eBay.
You're actually very dressed up this evening. Where are you off to?
Oh, it's a wonderful... glad you asked me that, because I'm just going to look it up. It's a nice opening. Don't say I go to the opening of an envelope, but
you love
it's
a nice, nice big opening,
good,
don't you, Lizzie?
Yeah, it's called the Rico Lounge Club, and okay. it's a new club opening. But I am...
Looking very glam.
I look like the emoji of the dancing girl.
The dancing lady, yes, you do.
Yeah, you know. And talking of which, has anyone seen my Instagram account? Have you seen Bruno Tonioli in his budgie smugglers?
No,
I've never
I
seen
haven't.
Anything like it.
Why? What's he?
Well,
where
he's
is
on
he?
Tour.
Oh, is he?
On the Strictly tour.
In his pants.
And he's in tiny little pants. Please go and have a look on my Instagram story.
No, if
I've
I'm right,
never
he's
seen
in his 60s,
like
isn't he?
Yeah.
He's open about that, obviously.
And well, yeah, just Wikipedia it. You can't do anything about it. As Sunita knows. what? You can't.
But he has an amazing body. Must keep him down the gym a lot.
Bruno has the best body. It's of a 13-year-old.
Solid as a rock.
half his age. It's solid as a rock. And you know what? He's rather large in a certain department. They aren't budgie smugglers. They're ostrich. They're huge. But no, he's great form, and he's on tour, obviously, with all the Strictly lot.
Yeah.
Which is, he's packed out every night.
I do have to just ask you before we reveal who our amazing, very handsome guests are this evening.
Oh, handsome guests.
Very handsome.
I think I know one of them rather well.
It's Brexit Day tomorrow, Lizzie.
Oh, darling, I know.
What do you think?
Well, it's happening, isn't it? The people have spoken. We had two goes at it. Even the election, it kind of went...
Yeah, but all of that, how do you feel about it? We're leaving the European Union tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. I'm actually relieved it's actually finally here and we're doing it because it's taken forever.
Okay.
And it wasn't always going to happen. We couldn't do anything about it. I don't think it's been right. There's a lot of things being said that aren't true on both sides. And it's been a real mess from Theresa May onwards. It's been an absolute mess. But it's being done, and there's not a lot anyone can do about it.
That's very true. As angry as I've been over the last 2 years, a feeling of calm resignation has come upon me.
What's upset me is that passport changes, all of this, you've got to get...
Yeah,
oh, there's lots of things that are changing.
That is going to be annoying.
But look, change, no one likes change, who knows? And maybe... we'll all make friends and go back soon. Who knows what will happen?
Yeah. Well, there was going to be the big Ben bonging, wasn't there? But that's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah. Well, Nigel Farage having a party.
You going to go?
No, darling, I'm working, sweetheart. Okay. I'm working tomorrow.
Were you invited?
I'm always invited. Every party.
Invite yourself.
You know that. No. I'd never gate crash. But yeah, but no. I just think there's a lot of parties going on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
My producer of tomorrow's show's not turning up. They're having a Brexit party. Loads of people are.
Okay.
But you've got to celebrate. You've got to go with it, Stephen.
Okay, I'm trying.
Are you going to?
No, of course I'm not. I'm not upset that we're leaving, but I accept it's happening. So that's that. Got to get on with it.
You've tried hard to
I mean, I've really done all I can. I've been to every protest. I've worn the T-shirt.
You've been at every protest, every flag flowing, every tweet. I've seen it all. You've upset James Well. I know.
Oh, yeah,
all.
I did upset James Well.
You did.
I'm fine.
It's
fine with it now.
Babes.
It's happening. Yeah.
Babes, you know when it's happening, it's happening. It's like the menopause. You can't do anything about it. I'm not there yet, by the way. But you can't stop it.
We also, very excitingly, just quickly before... we get to our guests. The lineup for Henley Festival this year has been announced. Have you heard about it?
I need to go because it is my favourite place and I always get tickets.
One of my favourite artists is going to be performing.
Oh, not Sophie.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
I can't believe it!
Is going to be headlining alongside Madness and James Blunt. It is...
Well, let's go. I'll get your ticket if you want.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You
I'll definitely go.
First. Oh,
Eighth and the 12th of July.
Anything for a freebie.
From you? I'll take that from most people, but from you?
Listen, let me just tell you. I bought this dress with my own hard-earned cash.
Well done.
No, I didn't. That's a fib.
Well, there's not much material to it, so it kind of cost me.
Now, listen to me. That is a great one. I live not far from Henley. I've been many a time. It's one of the most lovely events.
Well, then let's go.
And I went to see, and I saw Spandau Ballet there, and it was amazing. But Sophie, for you,
I mean,
and I know Suggs because he's a fellow Chelsea fan.
I mean,
I'll have to go to see Madness.
Let's get down there.
And Woody's my friend, the drummer.
Blimey, you really do know him all.
I know him all.
8th to the 12th of July.
Yeah, it's my son's birthday, so we'll be there.
Right, and let's get on with our guests this evening.
John
We've
Roll.
Done enough, enough chatting.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. You've got my favourite man on the planet's on.
Yes, we have David McIntosh on at the end of the show. He's going to be on the phone.
He's my crush.
He is a very buff. I mean, buff is kind of an understatement for him, isn't he?
But like, do you know why I love
built
him?
Built like a mountain.
He takes the mickey out of himself. If
he
you
does.
Look at his Instagram, it's always very funny, humorous, and he's just adorable. I really like him.
Well,
for all the right reasons.
Can't wait to hear you shout on the phone in a bit. First up, though, we have Simon Newton coming in the studio. So let's play a little bit of Paloma Faith.
Oh, yes.
And then we'll get him in.
The value of
A bit of Paloma Faith there, Lizzie.
You know I do. I love her. I've met her on a few occasions.
Have you? I have once. She was quite rude to me.
Oh, was she? Oh, no, she liked me.
Oh, well, there's a surprise. Once
I was
again.
At this morning show, and then I saw her in Good Morning Britain, and it was very early, and she was very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got a very individual look about her, isn't she?
Yes.
That makes you sound like I'm being an arsehole.
As
I'm
do tonight in my yeah. red wedding dress.
Yes. As our first guest exclaimed, he's probably a little bit underdressed, but then I'm wearing a fleece. So
You're wearing a fleece. I'm wearing like a red wedding dress, and our lovely guest here is looking rather buff.
Hello, Simon. Thanks so much for coming
Simon
in.
Simon Newton.
You have one of the most impressive CVs of any guest that we've had in for a while, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Michael Jackson, Kendall Jenner. Oh, too many Rita Ora. You look after them all?
Not now.
Well, you did.
Some stages I have done. Yeah. Some stages I have done over the last probably nearly 10 years now. I've been on and off with different people like that. There's all sorts of different people out there I've looked after, but obviously the celebrity ones are always the ones of interest. Yeah,
you look too young to have looked after Michael Jackson, because you look young.
I was 26 when I did that job.
Wowza. What did you have to do? Can I ask you for Michael? Were you...
Make sure he didn't get kidnapped.
Yeah, it didn't really work out if you're looking after him. No, I'm joking. What?
I mean, there's more than one of us. It's a big job. That's probably one of the biggest jobs you're ever gonna do with someone like that. There's never probably been someone like him since, and there's every chance that there won't be anyone like him again.
Yeah.
So it's a big, in terms of security, it's a big job. But yeah, it was a very hectic.
Was this when he was
time.
In London?
Yeah.
Was it when he lifted the child at the?
No, that was Germany.
Oh, exactly.
So he came over for the World Music Awards. It was 2006, November 2006.
Oh yeah.
So we are going back a little bit now.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you get involved in that kind of thing though? Because I imagine it's quite a difficult thing to
look after mega stars. Yeah. You know, how did you get in the first place? Because they've got to trust you. You've got to have that trust, haven't you?
Yeah. There's no sort of company out there or a website. I mean, it's the same website. I don't think even had internet, but anyway. But there's nothing out there where you can apply to these things. So mainly it's more about who you know, who knows you, if you've worked with people before, what company's got the job, or maybe someone from maybe something to do with Michael's manager. Or it just depends how the job filters down to you, really.
Mm. Did you meet him and chat to him? Or
yeah,
did you,
yeah, yeah. At the time,
how
yeah,
did
yeah.
you find him?
Different.
A unique character.
He's
He can't come back at you.
No, I mean, he was a nice guy. He was a nice guy, but he was a bit different to the normal, yeah.
Is it strange, could you just look at his face and think, what have you done, or did you think he looked quite all right? What stage was that? Was it?
A lot of people have, let's say, a different look.
Don't look at me like that.
They all have a different look. So, I mean, I think if you want to look like that, it's up to you.
Yeah, go with what
you want to go with. It doesn't bother me.
But do you have to do the kind of scoping places out, or is it more personal security? Like, what's the...
Yeah, so normally you split the team up anyway. Where he's staying has a residential security. And there's five guys with him. I was one of them. And then, if possible... Depending on how many numbers you've got, you always get people who go, we call it a security advance party. So they go to the venue, look at the venue, try and sort the venue out, make it as easy as possible for you.
That must cost an insane amount of money. Like, and I remember when Caitlyn Jenner was on I'm a Celebrity, and she said that Kylie Jenner's security is her biggest cost.
That's the only person I've ever worked with where I've had extra people with me. All the other people I've looked after, I've done on my own.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have a few names here. Who would you say? Rita Ora, she's a I know Rita, she's a nice girl, isn't she? She's very straight.
Yeah, she's great, Rita, yeah. I've done quite a few bits and pieces with her on and off. Went to Milan for Fashion Week.
Nice.
We've done quite a lot in London, up and down the country, Manchester. Yeah, Rita's nice. Everyone I look after is nice.
Well, they're relying on you. Yeah. They don't want to piss you off, do they?
I don't have to look after anyone if I don't want to. So.
Have you had any incidences where people are just going... Because I know what it's like, because I'm good friends with Simon Cowell. You may know that.
What?
But, no. I mean, in Barbados, we did this charity event, and women are just throwing themselves, grabbing him, you know, pitching. You just think, hold on a minute, this is a person.
And he's going, Lizzie, leave me alone for a minute.
But you actually think, have a bit of respect, because it can be quite frightening.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be too much. I mean, it can be difficult when you're on your own as well, as a bodyguard or close protection officer, whatever you want to call it, because certainly with celebrities, obviously you get a crowd build up quite quickly. and you do have to do things very quickly and think what you're doing all the time, because it can get very quickly out of control. And once it gets out of control, it's very difficult to get it back.
Have you ever had that with anyone particular where it's gone a bit too
crazy? I've had it quite a few times, yeah, where it's I can start seeing now that it's time to do something about what we're doing. And normally I'd just say to them, look, we have to go, we can't stay here any longer, because it's just not... It's getting unsafe now.
That was something that Meghan Markle, I think, really struggled with, wasn't it? You saw...
My best friend.
Your Bessie mate.
She ghosted me. But
she,
you know.
Fine. But she struggled, I think, with the security, going from being basically a TV actress to royal-style security would have been quite a drastic difference.
If you put your hand out the window, there'd be a guy standing there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that must be really bizarre. Have you ever seen that, like, where someone's suddenly had a real meteoric thing and they're kind of confused by it all?
All of those people on that list you just mentioned there, and many others, who, you know, high net worth, maybe politicians, CEOs of big companies, whatever it might be, while we're looking after them, you're with them a lot and you have to wake up before they wake up. You can't go to sleep until they go to sleep. So,
a lot of people will be around them
more than their wives or their husbands, and they probably argue enough with their wives and their husbands. So, you know, but it can be difficult sometimes when you're with someone for a long period of time, as it can be even if you're your best friend every day, all day.
Yeah, of course.
Is there anyone famous that wouldn't do what they were told? Because I know a few that when they're secure, they're like, oh, no, don't worry about that, we're going to do this. And you think, oops.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, everyone has their own ideas to a certain extent. And to be honest with you, I kind of let it run pretty freely. I don't get too upset about things like that. When you first start doing the job many years ago, you're kind of like, oh, no, I want it to be
really
like this.
Nervous.
Yeah, because you're worried about what's going to happen. But as time goes on, not really. And I can promise you anyway, if we are going, we're going.
Yes. But you've had to deal with royals, though, haven't you? You've had to deal with royal family.
Dubai royal family for the first 2 years. So long before that, I worked in the Middle East as a bodyguard for the Foreign Commonwealth Office of the British Government in Afghanistan. And before that, I was in Iraq for a number of years as well for the US oil company as a private security contractor, yeah. So it's after that I moved back to London and we started with the Dubai royal family.
Blimey. So that is, like we say, an impressive CV, but I mean, you must have seen some things in those places.
Yeah. I mean, that was a real...
You've got to be careful in Dubai, haven't you? You can't.
Well, not, I mean, more Afghanistan.
Yeah, Dubai was such a bad deal.
It's
like a big shopping mall, isn't it, Dubai?
No, but if I got in trouble on the beach, you should be doing something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't get in trouble with your top off.
No, sorry.
Yeah, but more Afghanistan places like that.
Yeah, it is. Some days, you know, fine. Other days, it could be a bit hectic. It just depends.
It's not a busy day on the tube, though, is it?
I started that work. No, it's not. I started that, I think, between Iraq and Afghanistan. I started out there when I was nearly just turned 24 years old, so I was quite young. I was quite lucky to get a job at that age. And then I finished up there when I was nearly 29, 30. So that was a real good time in my life. I lost quite a lot of part of my early adult life doing normal things because I was in those countries all the time. But I wouldn't change it. It was, you know, unfortunately, people, you know, don't often. A lot of the guys didn't get to go home. Some did, some didn't.
It's very,
you know,
sad.
But it's everyone knows what they're signing up to.
Yeah, of course.
You're thoroughly briefed at when you go for your job interviews and what to expect.
But that is obviously, like, it requires a different part of your brain than to thinking about, say, some of the people on your list, like Kendall Jenner or Bella Hadid.
It makes it a bit easier because what have I really got to worry about with them? As long as I plan the day properly, and I know what's going on around me all the time. If I've got a good drive and a good vehicle,
but you can't ever forecast if you've got an erratic, mad fan, which you can get. You know that you think that just goes that bit too far or has something.
You always get that one.
Yeah,
but equally you can't plan for everything. Neither.
No. Of course, in any aspect.
We try and eliminate.
Listen,
as
I was on an OK shoot. I got someone storming in.
Yeah, you did.
It's always when you least expect it. As well.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I needed you. Where were you?
Yeah,
you should be with me. So you've got an acting career going on.
I've been doing film work for on and off since 2010. So because of my business, obviously, I spend a lot of time with that, so I don't have that much time to do the acting thing. But lately I don't really look after anyone anymore now, so it's given me more time to do other stuff. I've tried moved away from it. I think nearly 17 years altogether I've done
all
that stuff.
So you
enjoy the acting world?
Yeah, it's great. So I've a couple of feature films. First one I got involved with was The Green Zone, Matt Damon and Paul Greengrass, and we went out to Morocco to film that.
Amazing.
For quite a number of weeks. That was a good one. Sherlock Holmes 2, A Dark Shadow, I believe
it's
called. Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law.
How was he?
I went
how
to
was
the
Robert?
Premiere.
Yeah, I had to do the interviews for that. Robert doesn't leave his wife's side, does he?
When you do he's a bit interview. Of a crazy one, yeah.
It was.
How did you find Robert?
That was.
He told me, right, we had this interview and he had to make sure the thermostat was at 27.
That's quite hot.
Yeah, and I was like, and he said, I don't believe you, take a photo. And I was like, are you for real? Have I got to take a picture of the thermostat?
I'm here to do an interview,
I was like, oh, okay, all right, Robert, whatever floats your boat. But anyway, sorry.
That's right.
But yeah, do you found him quite fun?
Yeah, it's good. That's good. So after those two films, I decided I probably wanted to pursue it a lot more and carry on doing it more and more. I've done a few short films, a few bits and pieces. I've just been penciled in for a film which we start shooting this year.
Ooh.
To play a special forces team leader in a film called Brutus.
Oh,
which is with a
Brutus.
Yeah, it sounds good, right? It's with an amazing director, DC Alden, his name is. He's done quite a lot of different stuff. He's been up for a number of awards.
So have you got an agent? How do you get TV film work?
Lizzie's interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do, kind of, yeah. I also have PR as well. So between the two, stuff comes through. Also, Instagram's a good source these days. It's people... certainly in the States that I speak to, and just I've been around a lot of this sort of thing for a long time now. So if you do good and do as you're told, I find you get on, certainly in the acting.
Exactly, that's what I say.
Yeah, well, yeah, be good and people will employ
good,
you.
Be good, yeah. I'm like a virus, I never go away.
Now,
see?
I don't know if you saw, there was a bit of a fight last night at, no, not last night, when was it?
No,
two nights
it was
ago.
At the NTAs. On
NTAs. Yeah, there was a big fight between a reality star and paparazzi.
Yeah. Got kind of saw it on the
so
Daily
how do you feel? What do you think of that?
Yeah, what do you think of what? So basically, the paparazzi shouted something at him, and then he basically swung it for him. This reality star.
Certain nasty words.
So you got a whole mixture of paps. I'm sure you probably.
I don't know any paps. I don't know what they are.
But some are great. Some are not so great. Some have got a job to do. And that's all they worry about. Some have got a job to do, but they're still pretty respectful. Some are just outrageously.
What would you say of the one last that created? Well,
Do you think Chris, someone like Chris would need security in that environment now, or do you think it's more like just him being hot-headed?
I get why he reacted. Is a few times, a number of times, to be honest with you, that I've wanted to react, and obviously I haven't because I'm working.
But yeah, didn't look too good on you.
Well, exactly, and you can't get away with it with another 40 paps standing there. But it's difficult. They aren't that nice, some of them. I'm not saying all of them.
But to say that word at someone, are you surprised?
Should
he have held back?
He said the C word.
Oh.
At Chris, and he's...
he called him
for
Chris.
For no reason. For no reason.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? I mean, firstly for me, because I'd just say everyone's got their own opinion, if that's what you think, then... Good for you, mate.
Well, yeah, because in a way, I think Chris should have just got in the car and ignored him.
Yeah, like, well, my brother, what a pat thinks, you know, it's just a pat.
See, my way of dealing with it is blow them a kiss, because you know what, that is...
that would have been good if he would have done that.
It actually makes them wild, because they want a reaction.
It's adverse effect, yeah, that's right, yeah.
There's also been a bit of backlash at the minute with Harry and Meghan moving to Canada, and there's been lots of discussions about the security costs of that.
Yeah.
What do you make of it? Do you think it's important that they have government-funded security, or do you think they should be paying for it themselves? What do you make of it?
Obviously, I need security. And to be honest with you, I'll be perfectly honest, I don't know the ins and outs of what has certainly gone on there. Obviously, we know that the fact of the matter, they moved away from the royal family, fine, but...
It's taxpayers' money paying for the security.
When it comes to how else they're meant to be living, if they're meant to be making their own way in life, which they say they're doing and making their own money, why are we still chipping in for only bits that you fancy using us for? If we're paying for everything, then we're paying for everything. But if we're not, why are we only paying for some bits? Are you paying for it or we're not paying for it?
Well, if you're not doing the royal duties, you're not getting the taxpayers' money for security. You've got to do it yourself, I'm sorry.
Well, and now they're talking about the Canadian government spending up for
it.
I don't think Canadians are going to want to spend money.
I'll tell you now, they don't want to do it.
It'll be a big bill. It will be a big bill.
Yeah, exactly. Because they'll need more than one person.
Yeah.
But she's going to do massively on brands. They're going to be on tubs of margarine, teeth whitening,
milk in Japan and China.
It. Exactly. They'll be doing all of that. They might need you. They might call on you.
I don't know if...
They've seen you here. But, Simon, that's fantastic. Well, if I need security, will you come and help me?
Of course I can.
If you get your chequebook out.
Yeah. Just call the office and we'll send someone straight away.
Bless you. Thank you. I might need you very soon, actually.
Where can we find you on social media?
Instagram's probably the best place, and also if you want to follow me on the film we're going to shoot this year, that's bits and pieces that come up on the on Instagram, so it's at
simon.newton.
@simon.newton. Pretty easy.
Just keep it easy, yeah.
Okay, I'll follow you now. You've got to follow me back now, that's the deal.
All right, we'll do it.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Simon.
You're welcome. You so much, Simon. Thanks for coming in.
Take it easy.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
You're very fit as well. Look at that. It's like I'll break my hand on your bicep.
Slight change now. Should we play a bit of Madonna?
Yeah. My fave. She's a 10. And you can dance for inspiration.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club. We're joined in the studio by Michael O'Hare.
He's the man from Uncle.
I thought, bloody hell, if there was ever a scandal, they'd say Uncle Fucker. But, you know, someone's telling their story, but I'm actually quite well behaved, and my career never got to that level. So,
but it's also, fine. You never fucked your uncle.
I never fucked my uncle, and I want that to go on the record. Can we have, can we have that as
he
a
didn't.
Little
actually,
jingle?
He didn't.
I absolutely did, 100%
didn't. Yeah, but did he
didn't.
Fuck you?
Anyway, so
it's
how
a very
is,
different thing, isn't it?
We're just joined in the studio by Ingrid Oliver, and we're discussing fart jokes. Our no, favourite fart jokes. Have you got any favourite fart jokes? By all means, write in to...
I've been a fan. I'll
hashtag, I've got a fart for you.
Yeah, considering I hate them, well, I'm really talking about them a lot.
I really hate acknowledging... Yeah, anyway.
So I saw a filmed insert with the band McFly, and they're in, like, a limo or something, chatting, and one of them farted, and it just really made me laugh.
No.
I don't like a cartoon fart thing. I like a fart joke where it appears like someone shat themselves or something.
Oh, I'm
listening to Nick Helm and
Nathaniel Metcalf's fan club.
We're joined in the studio by good old Jack.
My name's Jack Barry.
Because the Meg is coming out, isn't it?
Yes.
Which is the film about the giant shark. It's got the best line of any film I think ever made. Yeah. Jason Statham swimming around in his little, you know, like a one-man submarine, and a 50-foot megalodon swims over him, and he just goes, "It's a megalodon." Absolutely outstanding work there, Steve. And we're joined in the studio now by my friend and yours, Mr. Tom Meaton.
Hello, listeners.
I don't think there's any doubt that everyone in this room has.
The masters.
And I like to think of this show as a masterclass.
You're right in that way. And of course, we know that making people laugh is very hard.
The worst gig I ever had was a corporate gig for a bank, and it went so badly. And there was one point I remember having an out-of-body experience, and I was just about to get down to my pants, right? And... the guy went, "You're disgusting! You're disgusting! You're disgusting!"
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club
from 12 PM.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. It's, just in case you didn't get that
yeah,
memo,
it's FUBAR
there.
Radio, and I'm Lizzie Cundy, and you are
Stephen Lang.
Hi, Stephen.
And this is Access All Areas, and we have our next final guest. You know him.
Do you know how much I love this guy?
Well, he's here on the phone right now. Hello, him. David McIntosh.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How are you,
David?
I'm good, man. Oh, yeah, Lizzie, good.
David, I haven't seen you in ages, my darling.
It's been a while. I hope you keep it sweet and sexy.
I'm keeping sweet and sexy.
Oh. Okay, is this what's going on here?
No, David, right. Where have you been? I've missed you so much.
You know what? I've been Australia. I've been America. I've just been cutting around the globe, causing trouble. It's my style, man. It's what I do.
But I love your Instagram posts because they make me laugh because you kind of got such a great sense of humour and you take the mickey a bit out of yourself, but it's such fun.
Oh, I thought my page was serious. I'm not trying to get a mickey out myself. What the hell?
I think you are. But no, you're immensely fit. How is that body of yours?
Oh, you know what? My body's feeling good. It's feeling great. I've just completed a desert ultra race. 250Ks in the desert. I just
are
completed
you joking?
That.
What, running?
Wow! The running, hardest race in the world, desert ultra, 250Ks in the Namibian
no
desert.
Way.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that was a thing. Why would you do that to yourself?
That was hardcore.
It's a niche market. It's hardcore. It's a niche market. But I'm done. I'm fit. I'm healthy. I'm strong, and I'm ready to cause trouble on the beach. And that's what I did.
Yeah. So you're back. You're back on British TV screens on X on the Beach.
Yeah, man.
But who's going to be the X? That's what I'm worried about. It's not Kelly Brook, is it?
Oh no! It's even worse.
Tell us. Are you allowed to tell or not?
You know what, I can't, but let me tell you what, the loud, the sexy, the naughty, the delicious, listen, the everything you wanted and more. So you're going to see, I've got two exes coming, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
They're bringing the whole shebang on. They're coming at me.
So
that would be my worst nightmare, to be on a beach and any of my exes come on.
So tell us who they are,
I can listen, guy. I would love to tell you who they are. But listen, they're going to bring some drama to the show. There's going to be tears, there's going to be tantrums, and there's going to be a little bit of spice, but it's good. You're going to watch it, man. You're going to watch it. I'm excited for the viewers.
I'm going to watch it. Are you in a little pair of little budgie
smugglers?
Oh, come on. You've seen it. You've seen them. You know what I mean? Every episode.
I'm not saying what I've seen.
Liz, come on. What's your verdict for them? Rate me out of 10. Rate me out of 10, Liz.
Lisa, you're definite 10. Honestly, you are.
Yeah, sweet.
I'm not being sweet. I'm not, honestly. They're looking at me with raised eyebrows.
In the
British
smugglers I'm talking about. In the British smugglers, you know. People don't like them, but I think they have a bit of spice.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
like
I'm
them.
A fan.
Well, they look good on you, not
only,
on everyone.
Only a certain kind of man can pull those off, David. And you listen, seem to be the kind.
They did look good on Peter Stringfellow's, but they look great on you. I have to. But listen, back to, why did you want to do this show? Because it's just the worst idea, isn't it? I mean, X is turning up anywhere, but let alone on the beach.
You know what? I've not done, well, I've done something similar before, but I thought, you know what? It's a big show on UK TV. I thought, why not come on there? And, you know, I like to live right on the edge. I like to live right on the edge.
You
I thought it's going to be a little something different. And it's a chance for people to see my wild side, but also my romantic side. Liz, I'm a lover. I'm a lover, Liz.
You're...
I love to love. I love to be a hopeless and romantic. So people
you
want to stop right to me.
But is this potentially, potentially, a lot of people know you because of your ex, as Lizzie said,
yeah.
Kelly Brook. Is this a bit of a, could be getting a bit typecast, you and your exes are going to become... your new thing.
Well, this is the whole thing, you know, that's it. But this is why I come on the show, to show a whole different side of me, you know. So people come on the scene, articulate and academic in the ways of love.
You are, though. No. You are, though. You see, I think sometimes people get you wrong because you are very intelligent.
Oh.
You're very funny, witty, got a great sense of humour. But they see the body and they just go, ooh.
Well, exactly. And the people who are a sucker for a stern jawline and a set of abs. You can't blame the public, Liz. You really can't blame them. But, you know, I think coming on there, it's a bit of tongue-in-cheek. It's a bit of fun. And, you know, Callum's on there too. And we cause trouble. When we're together, we cause some serious trouble.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, it is quite the lineup, isn't it?
It is. Honestly, listen,
tell us the lineup. Who have we got else on this?
There's Joe. Go on.
Yeah, we got Joey, got Bad Boy Joey Essex. Oh. We got a teacher Grace to ask. Wow, unbelievable.
Jeez. Yeah. That was on every TV after she was on Big Brother.
Yeah.
We got a lot of sweethearts on there. We got Ash, we got Matt Griffiths, Ellie, a real sweet Ellie Brown, Georgia. So it's a good lineup. It's a great lineup. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Through the grapevine, I've heard we're getting nominated for an Oscar. It's true. Nominated for an Oscar?
Really? Well, you need it. I think you should have an Oscar on your own. I think you've got one down your budgie, Smugglers.
Lizzie!
I'm only joking. Listen, but Joey is a friend of mine. He's great fun, isn't he, Joey Essex?
It's fun, you know what I mean? And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. So when he came in, I was sitting there, I thought, hold up a minute. Joey Essex hasn't got muscle, but the guy's stacked.
Yeah, he's
been in the gym.
He's been getting big, hasn't he?
He's not as stacked as you, though.
Yeah.
But David, what is your regime? Because you're so super fit and your body is like, it's like a gladiator.
Oh, come on, Morris, tell me more.
It is. But how do you do it? Are you like a couple of times a day in the gym or?
No.
Are you natural?
You know what it is? It's power of mind. I train 4 times a week with a dog barking here.
It's one of your exes.
I try and eat clean, healthy, and organic. But when I push at the gym, I go hard. I leave nothing in the tank. You know what I mean? So push the body to the limit, and it makes the mind stronger. All in your mind. Strong mind, powerful body.
Here's me doing my 2 classes a week, thinking I'm on to a winner.
But I'm with you there. You just go and push yourself. Do it up good and hard, and then you just get a result.
You need some tips. Listen, look at your body, Liz. Come on, you can give me some tips. So don't hold back.
I won't hold back, I promise. But I will give you some tips after the show. But so, Di, this is great. So we're on Sex on the Sex on
Sex
the
Beach.
Yo, what's on your mind? What the hell is on your mind?
I'm so sorry.
This is a great show.
Do this chat.
X on the Beach. Celebrity X on the Beach.
Yeah, all right. What have we got myself in for here?
Jesus Christ. Did you all get on?
Yeah.
Did you all get on?
You know what? Listen, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, things got heated. Where a lot of energy is in a place like that, a villa, and you know, you're all there. Things get heated. So there was a little bit of drama. In fact, I'm lying. There was a lot of drama. Which comes out through the episodes.
And where was it filmed? Where did you all fly off to? Did you know where you were going?
You know what? Marbella. I didn't even know where he was going. But get there, Marbella. The villa's beautiful. You've seen it.
Yeah.
So it's 3 weeks of mayhem. Like I said, there's honestly, I've done a lot of shows before, but this is great. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff.
But we love you on TV, David. Are you going to do more of this after?
What do you fancy? Yeah, you know what? I'm back in, because I've been travelling around the world doing different things. I'm back in the UK for a while now. So whatever comes through, you're going to get me on TV, possibly my own show, see what happens, and let's pick things up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we need to see you in the flesh. We need to see you here.
Oh, I would love to come down and be on the radio, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Come down any time. Are you single now?
I'm single, man. I'm single and ready to mingle, like you say.
Lizzie.
Listen, David, you're definitely coming down. I've got a few nice little events for you.
Nice little openings.
A nice little opening for you.
Yeah.
No, stop.
Sorry,
that was my naughty co-host. More TV, because I'd love to see you in the jungle. I think you'd be like the proper Tarzan.
I would, but is the jungle a test for me? I would love it, do you know what I mean? But is it a test? That's what we need to ask ourselves. But yeah, you know, I'm welcome to anything, any offers.
Yeah.
Even porn.
I would like to.
That's a joke.
Well, you can get you an OnlyFans account, that'll work.
Let's start there.
No, I think, yeah, but the thing is, there's a difference. See, I'm a celebrity. Could you cope with all the bugs crawling all over you?
You know what? I couldn't.
See, I would like to see.
I love that. And you've been out with a few snakes, so you'll be fine. I didn't say that.
Yes! You know, you're right, you've got it. High five, you're high fiving right now.
Any you want to name?
just look on the internet, you'll find quite a few.
Okay.
I'm Googling, let me tell you. Oh, fantastic.
Well, don't be like that, don't make me name them.
You sound in fine form, I have to say, but can't wait to watch the show. So tell us when it's on and when it starts.
When it's on, so it's on Tuesday, 10 o'clock, so you know it's on at 10 o'clock. You know there's going to be some damn bright naughtiness. Do you know what I mean? No holds barred, 10 o'clock, MTV,
Well, can't wait to watch.
I cannot wait.
You've got me dead excited.
I cannot wait.
For people to watch it.
We can't wait. But you didn't get back with any of the exes. That's the main thing. Because you're single.
For Lizzie.
Yeah, well, I kind of did for a little bit. I did rekindle a romance.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie.
Never go back. You know that, David. Never go back.
I know. I'm out for a week. What can I say?
He's dating some very beautiful ladies. Sometimes you're going to want to go back.
Even if for an hour, if for a moment, you know.
Well, David, thank you so much.
David, you know I love you.
Chatting to us.
Bye, sweetheart.
Love you too, guys. Absolute pleasure. And I'd love to come down there as well.
Yeah, come in sometime.
Come in the studio. All right, David. I'll text you later.
I will be.
Bye.
Me too. Over now, guys.
Bye.
Oh. You can stop yourself there, could you, Lizzie?
No, he's just a very nice guy.
He's very charismatic.
Very, very charming.
Very charismatic, as well as built like a brick shit house.
He is built. He's definitely built.
Should we play a little bit of Beyonce?
Yes, please.
And then we'll say our goodbyes. Yeah.
Crazy right now.
got me in a bit of a party mode now.
Oh,
bit of Beyonce. Chatting with David McIntosh. Bit of party.
What a little sweetie.
He did call his ex Kelly a snake, but
we've all been out with them, right?
Yeah, me, sir. Me, definitely.
Well, mine was all over the Daily Mail.
Yeah, that's true. Yours is slightly more public than mine.
Yes, but you know what? Don't be afraid. The snake always bites, so don't go back. That's what I was trying to give David a little bit of advice.
Don't think she'd have him anyway, would she? She's pretty happy.
She's looking good as well. She's she's happy.
Living the dream.
I think. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
After being out with David, who's gonna? He can't really.
Compete.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only just body, isn't it?
And
what about your mind? What about your connection?
Yeah, but it's humour. He's a funny guy. Yeah. Can make you laugh. Mm. You have to make you laugh.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh.
He can laugh you into hell. It's good to have you back, Lizzie.
Thank you, darling. Great to be back. Great to be here.
It's nearly February, but let's say Happy New Year because I haven't seen you.
Happy New Year. Yeah, I know. I've been in Barbados. We've been rather busy.
Yes, that's fair enough.
But it's great to be back. And you're looking absolutely gorgeous in your fleece.
Oh, thanks, babes. 1 month sober tomorrow.
Wow. I don't know. Listen, I don't get dry January. This is the month you need to drink.
Nah. Best time.
What?
New year, new beginning.
No, never.
Yeah.
Please have a drink and I'll buy. Let's go.
Right.
I'll tempt you.
No.
Come with me. Anyway, but it's great to be back. Yeah, but great guest. And do you know what? I can't wait to watch that show. And I didn't mean to say the wrong title of
it. X on the Beach, not Sex on the Beach. Yeah, of course you didn't. It was all accidental.
X on the Beach, yeah.
Until next time.
See you then. All right, everyone. Have a lovely evening. We love you. FUBAR Radio. Mwah.
Goodbye.
Through this before, you gave away all your secrets to someone who up and left you in pieces. I know the feeling, believe me. I know the prices you gotta pay, sacrificing my freedom and all just to get somebody to see me. Nobody said it was easy. Broken, but I keep on hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping that if it keeps on breaking and breaking and breaking and breaking, then one day it'll open and open and open and open and open for you.
Hey, I know we've both been afraid, but we can run from the wind and the thunder when we're dancing on.
And breaking, then one day it'll open.